Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey, are you tired of releasing new music, spending all your time and your money and pouring your heart into it, only to find that no one is really listening? Besides your mom, of course. Listen, I get it. I have been there too. And I've learned through trial and error that there are a few simple solutions. Solutions, yes, to getting your music heard when it comes to releasing that song that you put your heart and soul into making. All you have to do is go to musicandmindfulness.co/single. That's musicandmindfulness.co/single to download my free guide on how to skyrocket your next release, plus my bonus email templates. Now let's get to the show. Hey, how are you doing? Listen, I thought I would pop on here and talk about some things that you can do the day of your release, the day that your single comes out. I thought this would be helpful. Now, I'm no Maren Morris, but hey, I still have release days just like the big guns, right? And so do you, I'm sure. I may not be in the middle of a countrywide radio tour when my single comes out into the world, but I'm going to tell you something. I certainly do know that there are a lot of things that I can do on the day of my release to make it as successful as possible. And I know you can too. So please don't talk yourself out of some of these steps. Do not tell yourself, who am I to promote my song? Or why should I even bother? I'm not that big and famous, so what's the point? You know, my mom will download it, my siblings, and then let's just move on. A few friends and family share it on Facebook and bada bing, bada boom. Listen, the point is that you've been given your gift of music and someone somewhere out there wants to hear it. And you worked really hard to get to where you are. So you really do want to do your absolute best to get it into the hands or get it to as many listeners that you can. You at least deserve to give people the choice to decide whether or not they want to hear it. So you spent a few weeks promoting the release of your single, I'm sure hoping, and if not, maybe I can dive into that in another episode. But now the big day is here. So now what? You know, you're probably working a day job or doing some other things, but these are some things, some tips I'm going to give you that I really want to make sure that you get to do on your day of release. And if it's ending up being released on a work day, for example, for you, maybe the next time you release a single, choose a day where you know you can focus your energy on putting in as much of these, implementing as many of these tips as possible. So here we go. Let me tell you a few things that I've learned through trial and error that seem to be effective on the day of your single release. So first, take a few minutes to stay calm and meditate, or take a few minutes of reflection and really feel proud of yourself. This is a huge accomplishment and you should really reflect on how far you've come just to get to this point. Okay, what you're going to do next is you are going to create a Linktree account. So Linktree is free, and basically it's just one website where all of your connected websites can go in one place. So rather than putting up a bunch of links, so especially on Instagram, it makes it super easy for people. So for example, if you're posting on Instagram and you're saying, oh, here's my release, go check it out, rather than posting the link to Spotify, for example, in your post, you say, the link is in my bio. And then when you click your bio in your Instagram, you're going to put your Linktree, your Linktree clickable link. When people click on the Linktree link, that is going to take them to a page that is going to allow them to access your YouTube channel, your personal website, your Spotify account, your iTunes account, Amazon Music, whatever, all of the things that you have, it is up to you. You can create that page with all the links that you have, even if you only have 3 links, for example. But it keeps it streamlined, keeps it in one place, and it makes it easy for people to find your information. The last thing you want with everybody trying to, you know, get everyone to link, or excuse me, everyone to click on things and taking them somewhere, you do not want to make it complicated for your listener or for your potential, you know, future fan. You want to make it easy and streamlined. So you want to create a Linktree account. It's free. I think I already said that. It's very simple. If you don't know how to do that, take 10 to 15 minutes and Google how to do that. Very simple. This is so important. That's the number one thing. And honest to goodness, I found that out the hard way. My first single, I released it. And my friend quickly said, quick, get a Linktree account. Because here I am posting all over social media and it's taking everybody in all different directions. And people are thinking, where's the link? And I'm panicking, trying to set up all the different links. Boom, Linktree, one spot. It's fantastic. So now you also have to think about, where are your friends and your fans, right? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Facebook? Are they on TikTok? I have found that each of these platforms generates different type of fans, and they're all kind of looking for different things. Like people on TikTok, they tend to want more fun, easygoing, simple videos. And then people on Instagram, of course, they love the reels and they also love photos. And they don't really like to read a whole lot. That's what I've found. And on Facebook, I can write a whole big ramble with a picture and people love it and comment. But if I do a video, it kind of just seems to skip over people's heads. So find out where your audience is right now and what it is that they like and what they're looking for. And if it becomes too overwhelming, just stick to what is working for you. If Facebook is your thing, then just, you know, hit that up and just dabble in the other ones, but don't write them off completely, because you know what? There are people, like I say, that go and log into those certain ones all the time. So somebody might be always going on Instagram and they're going to miss out your posts on Facebook. And again, don't go overwhelming yourself. It is simple. You can streamline that. And again, maybe I should dive into that on another episode, but make sure that you are reaching everybody on the day of your release by posting and being prepared with those posts. You can prepare things beforehand. You can simply go into Canva and you can create some beautiful graphics, even free. And you can save those so that you're ready to post on your Instagram and you're ready to post on your Facebook, being consistent with your brand. And these are things, like I say, you can do ahead of time. You could even do little videos ahead of time. Of course, even on TikTok, you can save them in your drafts. And that way, the day of release, you're ready to go. You're not panicking, trying to throw together a video or some sort of promo of yourself. So definitely take advantage of all those different things. Okay, another thing that I'm going to recommend to you on the day of release and even beforehand is a site called SubmitHub. So SubmitHub is a site that allows you to draw attention to your release by reaching some of the most influential blogs, YouTube channels, and Spotify playlist curators in the world. And all you have to do, this does take some cost, but you could decide how much you're going to spend. And this does take some time. You have to go through and figure out who's a match for you. And you basically submit your song and you're basically pitching to them, hey, why would your song be a good fit for their playlist or their blog? And if they give you the thumbs up and it works for them, they will be placing it on their playlists. They'll give you some shout outs. They will place you on their blog. There's all kinds of different ways that you can reach new people and new audiences. This is a great way to, you know, grow your fan base. And don't get discouraged. This is the thing. You might get a lot of no's on this, but again, like anything, it's a numbers game. And also what's really cool is you can request that they give you some feedback. So what might happen is somebody might write back and say, you know what, I really like this song, I'm digging it, but the production, you know, it was a little too blah, 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 whatever it may be. Or they might say the production on this just doesn't work for my audience and in my realm of things. So, you know, it's nothing to take personally, it's not a fit. But I'm telling you, the ones that are a fit, it's really great exposure. And I highly recommend doing this. You can, like I say, you can do it a couple weeks before your launch or the day of. I tend to reach out to people the day of my launch to do this. And it's really cool. And then you can also repurpose those things. So if somebody gives you a shout out on Instagram, then you can repurpose that and re-shout it out and share it and screenshot it and, you know, sort of promote yourself and all your different elements. Okay, another thing that you're going to do is you're going to reach out to radio. Now think about it. You can reach out to radio local stations, and again, Google is your friend. You want to look up and coming, you know, the ones that are like New Star Spotlight. So you want to Google your local stations and then find out if they have areas that they're going to play some new people, and you want to reach out to them, call them, email them, follow up. These people are very busy. You know, these things can take some time, but again, this can be done the day of, or again, you can do this maybe a week or two leading up to it. Whenever you think you have, this is the cool thing too. Once you get a hold of someone and they get to know you and they have you on their show and they like you, the next time you have another single release, they're going to be happy to have you on. So you've made that connection and it's not going to be as time consuming or as difficult. So definitely explore reaching out to radio as an option. Definitely take advantage of those local stations that would be happy to play you. Okay, let's talk about some other things that you're going to be using to share with people to get your music out there. A YouTube video. Now, I know a lot of you think, oh my gosh, I don't have the money for that. I was in the exact same boat. What am I going to do for a YouTube video? You know, you want to be able to have that element to share with people. Well, let me tell you a little secret called iMovie. If you have access to iMovie, which if you have an iPhone or any kind of Mac, this app comes with it and you can create your own. So you can do your own lyric video. These are things you can do for free. And let me tell you another super cool secret. This website called Pexels, it's P-E-X-E-L-S, and they have some really cool free images and free videos that you can use and take advantage of. And you can create your own music video. I've done this many times. So this is going to be a little bit time consuming. Again, you're going to want to look into how to create these things, but I'm telling you, it's actually turns into something really fun. It's another element of creativity to put with your creative music, right? So I highly recommend creating your own YouTube video. And this is something you want to definitely be sharing with your friends, family, fans, etc. on the day of your release. All right. Something else you want to be doing is possibly an online concert that night. Have you ever considered that? So your release comes out and everybody's excited about it and they're downloading it and they're listening to it. How about an online concert that night or even that same week? So it's something else that you can amp up, get people excited about, say that you're going to play, you know, whatever the requests are, plus your new song, and they can log in and hear it. So that's really something I highly recommend and can really get the word out. Now, what about this? You need to tell people about your song. You're not just going to, boom, post it and, hey, my song Let's Get Together is out now, huh? Hope you enjoy. That is not going to do very much, right? So tell us about your song, why you wrote it. You know, instead of here it is, appreciate it. If you'd share it, cheers. There's too much going on. There's too many things that people can get distracted with on social media in general. So you want to interest people, right? You want to pull them in and get them involved. Tell them about your song. Where did the idea come from? Are you writing this out? Again, you got to think about, what do people want to see? Do they want to see it on a video on TikTok? Do they want to read a big blog entry on Facebook? Or do they want a little snippet of a video on Instagram? Tell us about your song. You know, think about if you're on the receiving end of it. When somebody releases a song, what do you like to see? Do you like to see some images of them working on it in the studio? Or do you like to hear the backstory of it? Or do you like to hear their story of how it took them years to learn guitar and then this song came of it? So put yourself on the other end of it and then share that with your listeners. Here's another tip. Think of a free and easy giveaway for those who share it. So for example, you could say, share my video and I'm entering you into a private concert. And you could do this in person or online, something to incentivize people to share with their friends and their family. And that's going to help you expand all your fan base, right? This is obvious, but send it to your email list. And if you don't have an email list, get on it, start one, right? Always asking people first if they'd like to keep updated with your music and share in all that music love. Now, let's talk about videos. I'm talking personal videos. So if you are going to share with people the backstory or who inspired the song or, you know, how it took you 50 times to write the chorus or whatever the case is, it's important that you get your angles right and your lighting right, which can sound really kind of overwhelming and crazy. But here's a nice little tip. Go on Amazon. If you got the money, $20 will buy you an awesome little Lumi light. You can set your phone in it. crank the light on, and that way you're getting the proper angle to be able to talk to people and do a little video. And yes, you're going to hit the record and stop button 20 times. Yes, that's how it goes. But share with people and give them something proper to look at rather than having your phone sitting on a desk and your guitar is like the only thing that they can see and they're kind of looking up at the chins underneath your face, that kind of thing. I almost said your double chins. I don't know if you got double chins, but you know what I'm saying. People are always kind of filming themselves from this weird angle and the lighting is behind them and you can't even really see them. So think about what's on the computer in front of people on their phone all the time. They're seeing beautiful lighting. And I'm not saying you got to go pro and spend $1 million. Just a simple little investment or prop. Hey, do it old school. Prop some things up. Get some good lighting in front of you so people can see you and they're going to love you. Just be yourself. Talk to them like they're a friend. And this is really going to help pull people in so that they're really understanding where you're coming from and like, hey, okay, I get that. They wrote the song about their mother because they were really inspired. I'm really inspired by my mother too. I'm going to really take another listen to this song. So I know that this was kind of a bit of a ramble list for some things that you can do on the day of your release, but I think a lot of these are pretty darn important. So let's just review. So you're going to need to take some time to reflect and be really proud of yourself, right? You don't want to be promoting when you're feeling like, oh, here's my song. I guess it's okay. No, go out there, be the best thing that you can be, right? Be proud of yourself. Number two, you want to get a Linktree link. Get that set up. That is so key. Number three, you want to be promoting on whatever platform works for you and figure out how they work. Number four, log into Canva, create an image that works with your song and your brand and get promoting. Number five, submit Hub. Figure out how it works, get this done, and get people listening, new people listening to your music. Number six, reach out to radio. Start with local and build from there. Number seven, make a music video. Something simple. You can do it. You could do it for free. I've done it many a times. Get on that. Number eight, create some excitement with doing an online concert the day of your release or the same week of your release. Number nine, tell your fans and friends and family why you wrote the song. Share with them the behind the scenes sort of thing. Number 10, think of a free and easy giveaway for those who share your music. Number 11, send your music to your email list. And if you don't have one, get on it now. And number 12, shoot a small video of you personally talking about how the song came to be. And if you don't have the proper setup, like I said, get yourself that nice little inexpensive Lumi light and get going on it. Now, you don't have to do every suggestion, but please do as many as you can. Letting a single just float out there when you have access to so many free resources feels like such a shame, and you should really, really, really be proud of yourselves. All right, well, that's a wrap for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that these tips are helpful to you. I'm going to take you out of today's show with a song you may have already heard. This is a single that I released about a year and a half ago. I'm pretty darn proud of it. Had some pretty good success. This is called I'm Here Now. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and thank you so much for being the best part of Music and Mindfulness.
You know that this ain't easy, to say that I'm sorry for what I've done. I know turning my back on you was something I had to do to grow. Now here I stand in a new stars called